from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Crystal, what's up?
Hey, nothing. How about you?
Good. Crystal's working on demon time, apparently. What the hell, girl? Why are you here? Tell everyone why you're on FML.
How do I stop laughing when someone experiences a little bit misfortune?
Crystal, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. This weekend, I went to the skate park with my husband and two kids. My husband was wearing Crocs when he slipped and fell on his elbow. He immediately said, I think my elbow's broken. I insisted it wasn't. For some reason, I couldn't stop laughing for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
I really need to learn how to handle situations when someone falls because I always seem to laugh. I'm not sure if it's a nervous reaction or something else. But I even do the same thing on amusement park rides. I laugh the entire time.
I think your husband's first mistake was wearing Crocs.
I think so, too.
You know, who else had that problem?
Who?
The Joker. Remember? He laughed uncontrollably painful situations.
I don't know. I think, Crystal,
you're a supervillain.
You mentioned something where I think you're actually onto something where maybe it's like a nervous thing. Or you don't know how to deal with like a situation where you're worried or scared or anything like that, you know?
It could be. I'm really good in this situation. Like, I slid down so I didn't fall and then, like, go to help. But the laughing, I just can't stop laughing. And I don't know.
Have you always been like that or is it recent?
No, it's always.
It's always. So even when you were a kid?
I think so. Like, I don't really remember too much from when
I was
a kid.
Like, if your kids trip and fall, are you laughing, not in their faces, but are you laughing about it?
Yes. I will, like, help them and hug them and stuff. And then as soon as I, like, know that they're okay, laughing.
Yeah, I did the same thing, though. I always laughed. If I see somebody, like, walk into a glass door or if I see somebody who can't properly manipulate a revolving door.
But
they get hurt, but not really hurt, you know? Like, I think that stuff is fine. Like, once you realized your husband was not injured... was he injured?
He really hurt his elbow and he has a giant like goose egg on it. And he actually thought it was broken. And I was like, no, it's not. And he's like, no, it's not broken because you said it's not.
Did he get it checked out though?
No.
Oh,
no.
So he wasn't laughing while you're laughing all day. Was he upset with you?
No, he started laughing after a while. Yeah. Like everybody in the family was laughing. And I was like, did I lighten the mood or like, am I a supervillain?
Okay.
Is Ross right?
What's the alternative though? Like, what's the flip side to this? What's the exact opposite? Because you have to feel that your reaction to things generally is going to be the better reaction. If your husband was married to somebody who was an overreactor, drama, the world is ending to everything, he would hate it. You know, if he fell on his elbow and you were immediately like, no, don't get up. I'm calling 911. Right.
You
don't want to be that person, but I think maybe there's like a sort of, you know, middle ground. But if nobody is devastated over your laughing, I don't see why you would need to change.
Like
your husband obviously knows who you are.
If you trip and fall, or something happens to you, do you laugh at the situation?
Yes, especially if it's like embarrassment. Like if I was in Crocs on a skate park and I fell down the thing, I would probably be laughing my head off the entire day and just thinking about it over and over again.
I would too.
Tell your husband, don't be wearing Crocs to a skate park.
Maybe it's all his fault.
I think it's
all his fault.
Yes, I'm telling you right now. It is his fault.
Yeah.
So he should be calling in.
He should be the one.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, I don't think you really have anything to worry about. I think that you take these situations great. I suspect that, you know, if you ever witnessed something that was truly horrific, if somebody needed help, if you were in a situation like that, you wouldn't sit there and laugh. I think that you would actually spring into action and do what people need to do in those situations. I think that what you're describing right now are like slip and falls, which are hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So it's just like a live action movie happening in front of
you. You're allowed to laugh. Yeah, I wouldn't sweat it too much, Crystal. Don't go changing.
Okay.
After he fell, how long did it take for him to get up from that fall?
Like a couple minutes. He was definitely holding it. He was holding his elbow, and it was almost like, you know, the Peter Griffin thing where he's holding his leg, like, ooh, like that. He was like that for a while. And I was like, you're good. You're okay.
I know what it's like to be an extreme sports athlete. So sometimes you gotta take a minute.
Did anybody laugh at you when you fell and hit your shoulder?
When I broke my collarbone, excuse me?
At a children's BMX park.
It wasn't. Yes, there were kids there, but also adults. Young adults.
Yeah.
Love you, Crystal.
Love you, bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Tiana, we'll go on. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys.
What's up? You're on FML. For what reason?
All right. How do I help my parents with their help from afar?
You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm struggling to figure out how to advocate for my parents who live in a different province. They both have serious health issues, and my only sibling, my brother, lives there as well. Unfortunately, we haven't spoken since he disinvited me from his wedding in 2021. Yikes. So now I'm on my own when it comes to supporting them. While living away has allowed me to make positive changes in my life, I can't help but feel devastated about my parents' health. My mother in particular is very set in her ways, making it difficult to help her. I want to be there for them, but I'm unsure how to navigate the situation without my brother's involvement.
Does your brother have any involvement whatsoever with your parents? Like, if they live in the same place?
Well, they live in the same province. They live in the same sort of city. My dad drives their, like, his boys to school. There's a lot of drama going on there with that. But he's very self-absorbed, and he doesn't really, like, pay attention to what's going on with them, only what's going on with him and his family.
Okay, when was the last time you talked to your brother?
2021.
Oh, since the wedding incident.
Why did
huh?
you get disinvited to the wedding?
His wife doesn't like me for some reason. Apparently, I had
there's
got to
be a reason.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like that's literally it. His wife, he took his wife's side. Mm-hmm. His wife didn't like something that I had said that I had stood up for, advocating for my parents at that moment. And yeah, it was, if you come to my wedding, I'm not walking down the aisle.
Wow.
And so when it comes to your parents and their health issues, right? Like you said, your dad is still driving the grandkids to school. Is this like a serious situation with both of your folks where they both need, whether it's medical attention or, you know, like a nurse showing up every couple of days? Are we at that stage right now?
Well, my mom can't drive. She has two very, very bad knees, and it hurts her to sit in the car or anything. So she's pretty much bedridden, housebound. And my dad's okay. My dad, he's got some inner like health issues happening, but he's still mobile. He does the groceries. He does like the majority of the, you know, the A and B sort of.
And can he take your ma to her appointments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's the only one. Yeah. Okay.
So what do you feel that you're not doing?
Like, I just feel like they need a push, you know, like my mom, especially, she, you know, oh, I have a specialist appointment. Okay. Well, did you make sure that you have, you know, your requisitions? Did you have any questions? Did you write them down? Oh yeah. It's no big deal. She kind of just sweeps it under the rug. And I feel like there's more happening that she's not telling me.
Mm-hmm. Is your dad honest with you?
My dad is very honest with me, and it's hard to get him on the phone because she snaps the phone when I call.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
That's not some big giant problem that, you know, requires an incredible amount of work to fix. Like, you can talk to your father, right? Like you can do that. I mean, it sounds to me like you're letting a lot of these weird little things things get in the way. Like not being able to talk to your dad. Like just make sure you talk to your dad. And if your mom's, you know, sort of like stuck in her ways and isn't necessarily forthcoming, then just, you know, appease her and then get the truth from your father.
That's what I've been trying to do, but she's sneaky, man. She's got a hard head, man.
Deanna, is it too much of a stretch or too much to ask? If you were to put your differences aside with your brother, right? Forget your sister-in-law and you just have a straight up conversation with your brother and just say to him, forget about the wedding. Forget about 2021. I want to talk to you about mom and dad. Here's the situation. Here are my concerns. Here's what I know. I don't know how much of this you know, but here are the things that they need. How can we work together? Because you are pretty much in the same city, you're their only lifeline right now because I can't be there.
You know, I really was hopeful. My grandma passed away in last summer and mom was in a really hard state. So me being so far away at that moment, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call my brother. And I did just that. Like it was just me doing the talking and so, he just sort of dismissed it.
Why doesn't he want to help out with your mom?
You know what? This is the $1 million question.
Is it because he's mad at you?
Yeah, like apparently he's mad at me and he's still talking about the fact that I...
But he's mad at... Because he's mad at you, he's not helping your mom?
Yeah, they don't bring the kids over to see my mom and dad. Like my dad's the only one that sees them like in the morning time and dropping them off at school and stuff like that. It's a very weird
situation. Why doesn't your dad talk to him?
He has.
So if your mom needs help, you've talked to your brother and your dad has gone to your brother to say, hey, your mom needs help. And if he's still not helping, stop asking.
Yeah.
Figure out another way. He's not part of the plan.
Can I throw something else out there, Tiana? Knowing all of this information?
Yes, please.
Is it too much to ask that you maybe, and I don't know what your life is like, and I don't know what your work schedule is like, but for you to fly out to wherever they are and spend a week with them and kind of help organize their lives in that way and have like face-to-face conversations?
This is what I've been tossing around for a really, really long time. Like they live in Vancouver. So from Toronto to Vancouver, it's kind of, it's a pricey, it's a pricey
100%.
Stretch.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm like, you know, I might just have to just pull the cord and I might just have to, you know, take a leave from work and just go help them sort out their life. Well,
even like showing up to appointments with them and stuff, right?
That's what I want to do. I want to know, I want to get down to the bottom of it, but my mom's like, oh, well, it's expensive.
Can you just make her? You just do it. Don't ask your mom. Stop,
she's bedridden.
Stop talking to your mom about stuff.
Hop out of the bed and prevent you from showing up.
Stop talking to your mom about this stuff.
Right. So, I mean, and you know, and then it's dad and, you know, and then she's like, what's she saying?
Who cares? Like, stop.
Tell her not to worry about it.
Yes. You guys all, you got to be an adult here.
And that's what I keep telling my dad. I'm like, you have to tell me these things when these things come up. I don't want to be surprised. I don't want to know, like, days later that something's wrong and I can't be there to help you.
But I think you got to take charge, like, ASAP.
Yeah.
And
if you can.
And your brother's not part of this.
All right, Tiana. I hope that helped, girl.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
You know we got you. Have a good day.
Of course. Thanks. Okay.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Caitlin, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to FML. Why are you here?
So my kid's dad isn't taking the role of a dad.
Oh, wow. Caitlin, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm struggling to co-parent with my ex. We have two boys together, 10 and 9, and no matter what I do to try my best to keep his relationship with his boys open, I'm always the bad guy, and he refuses to respect or try to keep mutual rules for the boys. I don't know if I should let go of trying to peacefully co-parent or keep pushing. I don't want the boys to lose a relationship, even if their dad isn't taking the role of a dad.
So is it just with rules, Caitlin, or like certain things that is expected of them when they're with you that he just does not follow when the boys are with him?
It's just kind of like everything. So like if the boys are having troubles with school or just normal behavior, and it's like, look, this is kind of the expectation because I want them to understand consequences and to grow. Yeah. And he's like, well, I can't guarantee that I can do that at my house.
Why though? Like, what's the excuse?
He doesn't really make an excuse. Like, even when I talk to the boys, it's like, oh, what did you get to do with your dad? And he's like, they're like, nothing. We just watch TV all day.
So he doesn't, like, do anything. He gets them for the day or for the weekend, whatever. And he just, like, doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't interact with them. It's just, like...
Rarely.
They're just there. They don't do any, like, activities together, anything like that. They're just there.
Yeah.
Got it.
Doing all of that stuff that you're talking about, making sure that they get their homework done, making sure that they're learning, making sure that they're becoming good, all of that stuff takes commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And it's not that he, like when he says to you, I don't know if I can do that in my house, what he's saying is, I don't think I have that in me. Right? It's a lot of work to raise kids, and it's a lot of work to make sure that you're not only keeping them safe and alive, but you're also, you know, guiding them in right directions and making sure that they're responsible and making sure that they have what they need and making sure that they're nice to each other and to other people. All of that stuff is a lot of work. So if he's just sort of opening his house and using it as an Airbnb for when his sons come over, that's not necessarily, you know, taking on the role of a parent.
Right.
Do the boys like going to their dad's house? Do they enjoy it?
Yeah.
Of course they do. They sit around and watch television all day.
Yeah.
But they want to see him, and I don't obviously want to close that door.
Yeah.
Unless it's obviously necessary.
So what are the conversations that you've had with him? Like, does he seem that he wants to do this?
Face to face, he seems like he does.
But it's a different story when the three of them are together at his house.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, I'll agree because you're here, and then when I'm in my own space, I can just do as I please.
Right. I think that the conversation that you guys need to have, right, is the one thing that you cannot do as exes is you just can't screw up the kids. And and don't necessarily put all of this on him, like it's his faults, it's his this. Put it all back on the kids. Right.
I try to do. So I don't want it to sound like I'm attacking him.
Yeah. Yeah. But
like, at the end of the day, you don't know like what happens. Like if one of the boys says, hey, I got this school project to work on, or I got to do this homework, dad may say, you know what? It's the weekend. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like you'll figure it out when you get back to mom's house. Like we don't know if those conversations are happening. But yeah, maybe a conversation with your two kids to let them know here are your responsibilities for this weekend or for this particular day, and have them follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an approach.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you can, yeah, that's part of it. But also the conversation with him, okay, is don't make it about him, make it about the kids. And what I meant by that was this isn't about him. You guys have to be aligned on the children, right?
Okay.
Like, and you have to agree to, you guys can hate each other, you can do whatever, but you can't screw up the kids. And you can be tough as hell, and you need to be tough as hell.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that you can go at this a little bit harder. It's not like two worlds where he has, you have your world and he has his world, especially if one of them is detrimental to the kids. Right?
Okay.
You got to be a tough ass mom. And you got to take control. And if he needs structure, if his problem is building that structure, build it for him.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
like if those kids need a schedule, send them over with a schedule.
Okay.
Does that help, Caitlin?
It does.
Yeah? Okay. I know it's tough, but it sounds like you're doing a great job. You're a great ma. You're obviously concerned about your kids and want what's best for them. So keep it up, okay?
Thank you. It's hard. I got four of them.
Four? How old are the other ones?
So the other ones are 6 and 15 months.
Oh wow. God. Damn, girl. Well, you keep killing it, okay?
Thank you.
If you need anything else, we got your back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.